Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When it comes to the arts, Boston is a creative and powerful city. I mean, think of all our theaters, our music halls, our museums, and we've got some big organizations that make national headlines with frequency. But what about the health and well-being of our smaller arts organizations? Well, Julie Henricus is executive director of Boston's Stage Source, and she writes about this question about smaller arts organizations in the city for WBUR's online arts resource, The Artery, and she joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. So in your Artery post, which we've got a link to at our website, radioboston.org, you write that there's a, quote, systemic inequity built into much of society, and the arts can be an equalizer, but not without support. So are we thinking that the smaller organizations that could be a potent force for that equalization are not getting the support in Boston?
Yeah, I've been saying for a long time that the entire arts ecology here in Boston is built on the backs in many ways of the small, the fringe, and the independent artists. And they're the feeder system for the entire ecology. And they've been choked for a very long time. We expect trickle-down economics to work in the arts, and they don't. The Boston Foundation released a report, and it indicates that these organizations paying full freight for rentals and other things.
Right.
And, you know, that's an economic hardship.
Well, just to jump in here, because you mentioned the Boston Foundation's report, they looked at, what, 9 cities in comparison with Boston?
9 cities.
New York, Seattle, yeah. San Francisco, Dallas, Chicago, Cleveland, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, and Charlotte, and found that Boston places last in per capita government funding for the arts.
Correct. And also, compared to other cities, we're last in corporate support, we're last in a lot of other ways, but absolutely, government support is not just last, it's really at the bottom. So that is... Government is obviously the federal government, the MCC, and then local cultural councils. And they're just the funds. You see the fight every year to support the MCC.
Yeah.
25 years ago, the MCC's budget was $27 million. Now we're around $14
million. Huh. Okay.
So imagine if we'd stayed at $27 million with incremental growth, you know,
yeah.
What the difference would be.
Well, what do you think? I mean, what do you think the difference would be? Not just in terms of the dollars spent, but the impact of those dollars.
Well, I work with, obviously, State Source has hundreds of artists as members, and we have over 200 organizations as members, and we've been around for 30 years. We're just celebrating our 30th anniversary. And so I talk to groups and the small fringe community, and they are self-funding. They're not paying artists. They're really fighting to just sort of maintain. They're going into debt to do the work. So that group either stops doing the work, they keep going to debt, or they move to another location.
Right.
So imagine if there was, you know, subsidized space rentals for these organizations, and they could just take a breather, maybe pay artists a little bit of money. And I focus, because of Stage Source, on the theater community, but I've been in the arts community here for 30 years. So it's not just theater, it's music, it's dance, it's all kinds of performing and visual art. So, yeah.
You know, so I'm interested about what there is... I was going to say peculiar about Boston, but that maybe isn't the right word, but particularly about sort of the Boston arts economy that's producing this the struggle for smaller organizations. Because we were looking at the Boston Foundation report, and then also additional reporting from the Boston Globe, and they were talking about the concentration of funding and money amongst the marquee organizations in the city, right?
Yes.
We've got the MFA, the BSO,
yes,
and WGBH,
yes,
right? And
absolutely,
that they account for 40% of the total of the expenses of all organizations in Boston?
Of the funding of all organizations.
Just
yeah.
those top three.
Yes. Yeah. And even when we expand it to be the top seven, there are no theaters in that top seven. And when we're talking about theaters, the Huntington Theater and the ART are both within Greater Boston, and those aren't included in the top funded or cultural
but
organizations.
But could another way of looking at it be that, you know, this speaks to the success of the BSO, the MFA, and WGBH, and that they are actually engines of you know, sort of Boston's national prominence when it comes to cultural organizations?
It could be. However, I think that there is a whole ecology, and as I said, trickle down doesn't always work. I don't begrudge anyone funding, because every arts organization has struggles with money. But what I can't help but think about, Boston is an art. You know, the theater community here in Boston has only been as vibrant for the past 30 years. We, for a long time, speaking of theater, we're a commercial town. We had college theater. We had community theater. A little over 30 years ago, the Huntington, the ART came to town, and it changed everything. And it became a much more vibrant community. But because our funding came from, at the beginning, private people who funded the BSO, we never built up the foundational support. Corporations aren't expected to contribute to the degree they are in other cities. So we never created the entire system.
Well, we've got just a couple seconds left. I always do this. These conversations are so interesting. I run us down to when the clock hits zero. But you know, literally in about the 30 seconds, if you could, and if you could wave a magic wand, what would be one thing that you would like the city to do to sort of get more funding to these smaller organizations?
Subsidize space use and fund art service organizations, real estate and service organizations.
Well, Julie Henricus is executive director of Stage Source, a nonprofit theater service organization. And you can find a link to her article, Let's Build a Better Way to Fund the Arts. It's on WBUR's Artery webpage, but we've got a link to it at our website, radioboston.org. Julie Henricus, thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been another great day here at Radio Boston. Join us again tomorrow. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.